Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus of NCBA, talking international beef trade with Kent here in just a moment. If you're looking for some great limousine genetics, take a look at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale coming up Saturday, March 12th, 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 90 LimFlex bulls. You can attend the sale in person, or you can watch and participate with dvauctions.tv. The sale catalog is available on the Coyote Hills website, coyotehillsok.com. Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 12th, 1 p.m., Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
So many unknowns right now when it comes to agricultural trade globally with the Russian invasion of the Ukraine. But for U.S. beef producers, the key right now continues to be the Asian markets. Over 60% of our beef exports in 2021 went to three nations, South Korea, Japan, and China, Hong Kong. Ken Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the China connection is all about our ability to export into that country because of the China Phase 1 trade deal negotiated by the Trump administration.
It was a complete shift in regulatory approach to U.S. beef. You look back a couple years ago, we were banned. You could not legally import U.S. beef. We were going through gray channels. There was black market involved. And people wanted our product, but they couldn't get their hands on it. Once the Chinese government switched, you know, its mentality and saw, and then once they started understanding how we produce, you know, how we produce our beef, they got it. They understood, okay, the Americans know what they're doing. We have nothing to fear. And in fact, we need to trust them system-wide because we need that product. And so as a result, we've gone from having no presence at all to China alone could be our biggest export market in the next year.
Right.
And we have not scratched the surface at all. But it is a game-changing shift in their view of how we raise our products. So, you know, lifting the BSE restrictions, removing the hormone ban, working with us on all of our traceability requirements, simply recognizing USDA's authority to approve different packing facilities for export. That is huge. For cattle producers, to put that in perspective, for most countries, it's the Chinese government that has to approve individual packing facilities for export. Mm-hmm. For the United States, it's the U.S. government that does that. For most countries, it's the Chinese government that has to approve individual packing facilities for export. Mm-hmm. For the United States, it's the U.S. government that does that. And China recognizes that authority. So whereas in Australia or New Zealand, you may have a handful of plants that are eligible for export to the Chinese market, you have limited opportunities for their producers to sell to the Chinese market. For the United States, if you've got a regional plant or you've got a big plant, doesn't matter. If they have that FSIS approval, they can export to China, and that opens up a whole new world of opportunities.
Right.
But it also means that, you know, anytime, you know, one plant has an issue, the entire system doesn't go down. And we've seen that with some of these other markets. We've also seen China use leverage on some of these other countries to do that same thing. The United States, that's not a possibility. So it is a hedge of protection against some of the politicized aspects of trade that we've suffered tremendously from in the past. For that, I give our negotiators a tremendous amount of credit for being able to secure that. That's an enormous feat. And we are the envy of the rest of the world because of our trade relationships with China.
Right. Kent Backus on what's our newest big beef market in Asia, mainland China. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 10th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock's Auction Studio in Texas on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Start time 8 a.m. Central Time with 23,070 head, 6,200 feeder steers, 3,600 feeder heifers, 7,800 weaned calves, and more. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.